As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Is she being an a-hole, or is her boyfriend's family being the a-hole? Because she was super offended. She's over at their house for dinner and stuff, and they said something, and she's like, uh-uh. And she just got up, and she walked out of the house. That's it. Just left.
My boyfriend and I are in our 20s, and we've been dating almost a year, and he invited me to dinner with his family, his mom, his dad, his 16-year-old brother. I had never met them prior to that. The only thing I knew about them is that they're conservative and Christians and absolutely lovely people. And they really were. I got along great with them before dinner. They were lovely and talkative. And when it was time for dinner, my boyfriend's dad wanted to pray, which is fine with me. And after praying, he said something along the lines of, "Let us dig in and let the food keep us quiet." This is a pretty popular saying in our country, mostly told to young children in school. My understanding of this has always been that you shouldn't speak with food in your mouth or be extremely loud at the table. I wouldn't say it's a cultural thing, though. I dug in, took a bite. It was fish soup. Absolutely delicious. And you know, like a good guest, I wanted to compliment the cook. "This is delicious. Is it saffron? A perfect autumn soup." My boyfriend's brother looked surprised. My boyfriend's father hushed me.
Ooh.
Big time. A really aggressive shh with a finger over his lips. And then he said again, "Let the food keep us quiet." I apologized because I thought I had accidentally spoken with food in my mouth or something, but a few minutes passed and nobody said a word. Super awkward and weird, especially since they had been so talkative beforehand. My boyfriend was also unusually quiet. After a few minutes, I was too weirded out and asked about their day and how nice it was that they had invited me there. And then his mother did the hush thing.
Read the room, girl.
So
this
awkward.
Is a completely silent dinner. They're not allowed to talk during dinner at all.
Apparently.
Clearly.
She said, "I think this is when it clicked. No speaking at all at the table. Let the food keep us quiet."
May I interject really quick? What's up with her boyfriend not giving her a heads up on this?
Yeah, that's there's a bunch of a-holes here. And one of the arrows points to him.
"Let the food keep us quiet, really quiet." But this was a super awkward situation, and I couldn't deal with that. Imagine sitting at a table with five people, everybody eating soup and looking dead serious. So I laughed. It just slipped out, and I ended up being told off by my boyfriend's parents that I was being disrespectful, etc. And if I didn't respect how their household worked, I could eat alone in the kitchen.
Whoa, this is a grown woman.
Uh-huh.
Go eat at the kiddie table.
In her 20s, and so is her boyfriend. We were eating in like a separate dining room, so I thanked them for the food and left to the hotel that my boyfriend and I stayed at. My boyfriend later told me that was an a-hole move, that I should have just kept quiet or ate alone in the kitchen. I understand their family traditions and rules, but it was so weird. I couldn't take it anymore. Was I being the a-hole, though?
Where do we start here, Mo?
It starts with the boyfriend. The boyfriend is definitely the first a-hole for not giving her a heads up. Obviously, he's quiet outside of dinner time as well. And I also think that she's an a-hole as well, because you had the warning. So you were supposed to read the room at that point. For everybody else who's just sitting around not saying something, you're not supposed to start a conversation.
Right.
She's definitely an a-hole. Like, here's the thing. Yeah, by our reactions, this is weird to us. I couldn't imagine sitting there having a meal with a bunch of people and nobody speaking a word. That would throw me off for sure.
So awkward, right?
But it's not weird to them. So you need to respect their traditions in their home. Yes, your boyfriend is an a-hole for not telling you, "Hey, FYI, as soon as the blessing is said and we start chowing down, nobody talks until the very end of dinner." Like, that would have been like the nice thing to do. But her not being able to read the room, and then
laughing because you are being just like you're laughing at them. Yes, the situation that would be a hard position to be in because it would be so awkward and you get like a giggle, nervous laughter, whatever. I get that. But at that point, you suck it up. This is their tradition. This is what they do. You slurp your soup in peace. Leaving was disrespectful.
Okay, I want to rank the a-holes here.
Okay.
Because there's more than one. First of all, this whole thing happened on A-Hole Avenue. The house is on A-Hole Avenue. Okay. Everybody is guilty.
1, 2, A-Hole Avenue.
All right. Rank number one, boyfriend. Boyfriend for not saying, hey, here's a heads up. We have this really awkward tradition in our house. So no talking, no breathing, no blinking, nothing at the dinner table. You eat and then we leave. That's number one.
He might have forgot all the way up until the grace was over and then realized, well, I can't tell her now.
At that point, it's too late, right? A-hole number two. She is ranked second here for all the reasons Kristen said. And the third one is the family for coming up with such a ridiculous rule. I mean, I can't think of what the reasoning would be that we're just all going to be here and we're all going to eat in front of each other and not say a word.
That is very bizarre.
Yeah, that's weird.
Do we have a follow-up? Are they still together?
We have a follow-up. What's interesting is they were overwhelmingly voted not the a-hole.
What?
Who was?
Yeah, the girlfriend was not the a-hole. So this is my favorite tweet about it. Let the food keep us quiet. This sounds like a Jordan Peele movie, LMAO.
Right.
But everyone's like, she's not the a-hole because he didn't prepare her. Yep. It's a bizarre custom. And then she was shushed rudely by the parents and no one prepped her or explained it. And so she thanked them for the food and excused herself.
Mm-hmm. So boyfriend a-hole number one?
That was a passive aggressive thank you. Like, yeah, they're saying she thanked them for the food and excused herself. All of that was passive aggressive. Right.
If I get told to go eat in the kitchen at my boyfriend's house, I don't know. I'm leaving. I'm not going to eat in the kitchen like a child.
It's a whole house of a-holes. That's a strong one right there.
The Burt Show.